The Salesforce CLI is a powerful and essential tool for Salesforce development. It can be used not only to create and build applications, but also to create and manage orgs, import and export data, run tests, and function as an automation tool for multiple purposes. But one of the most powerful, and often overlooked, aspects of the CLI is its extensibility through plugins. In this blog post, we'll show you how to write a Salesforce CLI plugin using the @salesforce/plugin-dev-generator for the SF CLI. We'll also cover how to connect to a Salesforce org using the libraries provided by the plugin generator. Prerequisites. 1. Node.js LTS. 2. Yarn Package Manager. 3. The latest version of the Salesforce CLI, SFDX Update. 4. Visual Studio Code with Salesforce extensions, optional but recommended. Also, you'll need to install the @salesforce/plugin-dev plugin for the SF CLI to start creating a new plugin. You can do so by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Generating a plugin. Let's generate a new plugin by running SF Dev Generate plugin. This generator will ask you some questions. Whether or not the plugin is an internal Salesforce plugin. Plugin name. Plugin description. Author information. Code coverage percent to enforce. As an example, we will create a REST API plugin that will allow us to perform authenticated Salesforce REST API requests directly from the terminal. We won't have to worry about authorization tokens, instance URLs, etc. All of this will be taken care of by our plugin. Screenshot showing the plugin generation output. Generating a command. A plugin can be composed of a standalone command or multiple commands grouped by topics. Note that we covered a lot of ground on CLI application fundamentals in the Building a CLI Application with Ocliff blog post. The @salesforce/plugin-dev plugin comes with a handy generator, and we can also generate commands by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Screenshot showing the command generation output and its generated files. Let's see what files were created for the REST command. File description package.json npm file that describes package dependencies and versions. src/command/rest.ts main TypeScript file that contains the code for the REST command. The command imports and extends classes from @salesforce/sf-plugins-core. messages/rest.md markdown file that contains the messages that make up the command help and errors. test/command/rest.nut.ts complex integration, smoke, and end-to-end tests. Also known as NUTS, non-unit tests. test/command/rest.test.ts unit tests. For the purposes of this blog post, we will focus only on the src/command/rest.ts file. If you want to take a look at the project, the full source code is hosted on GitHub. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Some key parts of the previous code include: a command is extended from the SF command class from the @salesforce/sf-plugins-core library. Strings, messages, like the summary, description, examples, etc. are stored in markdown format and loaded using the messages class. Flags are defined with the flags class from @salesforce/sf-plugins-core. This will give you more options for flags like directory, URL, required org, org API version, and others. More information about the available flags can be found in the documentation. The run method is where the command logic is executed. It is recommended to specify a return type, which will be used by the JSON flag. Implementing a Salesforce REST API command. The command that we want to implement will allow us to perform authenticated requests to the Salesforce REST API. Before implementing the logic, it is recommended to design how your plugin will work. More information about how to design a plugin can be found in the documentation. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Arguments. Path represents the path of the API resource, with or without the /services/data/API version prefix. Flags. Target org, O, represents the username or alias of the authenticated org. Method, M, represents the HTTP method used to interact with the API content type, T, represents the content type header of the request, either application/JSON or application/XML payload. P represents the request payload either in JSON or XML. API version represents the Salesforce API version to use for the request. If not present, it will use the current default. Connecting to a Salesforce org. There are two ways to connect to a Salesforce org. 1. We can create a connection using the auth info and connection classes from the @salesforce/core library. For that, we would need the org username or alias, which will be provided by the target org flag. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Fortunately, the Salesforce/SF plugins core give us better utilities for this. We can use the custom flags.required.org utility to retrieve the org by username or alias, and this will return an authenticated org object when the flags are parsed. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Using the connection object. The connection class extends from JSForce connection, which means that you'll be able to perform any operation supported by JSForce. For the purpose of this plugin, we will use the request method to perform raw HTTP requests to the Salesforce REST API. Note, JSForce is a powerful JavaScript library to develop Salesforce applications. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The plugin logic is shown above does the following. Extracts the org from the target org flag. Gets the connection from the org using org.getConnection, which will return an authenticated connection object. Sets the API version to the connection if the flag is specified. Extracts the HTTP parameters from flags. Performs the HTTP request using the request method from the connection object. Prints the output as a style JSON using the this.styleJSON method. Note, be sure to authenticate into an org using SF login org before using the SF REST plugin. And finally, you can link the plugin with your local SF installation by running. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And voila! Now you can use the plugin and start performing Salesforce REST API requests using the SF CLI. What's next? Make sure to take a look at the big improvements coming to the Salesforce CLI, especially those related to plugin development being easier than ever. Also, we didn't cover how to write tests for a Salesforce plugin, which will require its own blog post. Luckily, our friend and lead developer advocate Mohit Srivastava already presented a code live session where he taught how to test Salesforce CLI plugins using Nuts, and there will be a follow-up post that we will publish soon. Stay tuned and happy coding! Learning resources. Documentation, Quick Introduction to Developing SF Plugins. Blog, Building a CLI Application with Ocklyf. Code Live, How to Build a Salesforce CLI Plugin. Mini Hack Solved, Build a Salesforce CLI Plugin to Invoke Static Methods of an Apex Class. Salesforce REST API Reference Guide. REST API Example Plugin. About the author. Julian Duque. Julian Duque is a principal developer advocate at Salesforce. He is a developer and educator and spends his time running TTRPG games online and playing and training his mini Aussie, Cumbia, and his Sphinx kitten, Nefertiti.